We're coming up on 7 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. 72 our current temperature here in Albany. Back to Waconia. More exciting baseball action with Kirby and Kurt. And Kirby, it's a pretty nice day up here. How's it down there? Nice clear air too.
Beautiful day down here, side Bunnenstein in Waconia. I think you said 70. I saw 72. At least that's what it was to start our day. What did you see for a high today, Dad? 77 or something like that?
Yep, that's what they said was going to be this morning. And I think you get to watch baseball in 77 degrees. It doesn't get much better than that.
Not a bad day at the office. As on to the bottom of the fourth, Bunnenstein's going to see the meat of this Ada order. Blake Fetting, Ethan Upsall, and Braden Fetting.
Glenn Campbell on Total Country, Bob FM, Rhinestone.
Has
monster hits.
Bunnenstein ready to go.
He hit nice number one on his, the country his charts with that song.
Love that Little League
back
camp.
Back on the 26th of August,
first
1975.
Up and in one to of Blake Fetting. Songs had an RBI single in the first.
To
flew out to second
charts,
in the second.
Top the pop charts that
came
same
across
year.
The score
it's
as well.
Incredible how many songs really did that. And it's
as Bunnenstein.
Not very often that you top
big
two
Lux
charts
right-hander,
in the same
his 1-0 offering.
Let alone have six songs
popped
do the
up
same
left
thing.
Side. Or
and actually, it's kind
Fruth,
of interesting. We've got
Derek will give way to Ethan. Fruth makes
Glenn
the catch
Campbell,
for a harmless
who's
out number
be
one.
Playing with us today on the Route 65 Sales and Classic stage, Jeff Dayton.
It's one of those pop-ups, looks like it was right at the third baseman, but as a shortstop many times does, he comes right behind him and calls him off on that play for an easy pop-up out.
Music with us at 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
Easier for him to go over, the third baseman to go back.
Being out and touring with Glenn Campbell, and then on top of that, he's also
going to
be on with us.
The first offering, missing high for a ball to Ethan Upsall. This is
the
pitcher.
The Route 65 sales.
He's been good on the mound.
Stage.
He's got an RBI
so
single
you're out
as well.
Listening in Bob Country, or you're
this left-hander
down here to see that live.
And that's
Town,
cut on and missed. This guy played a little
back to the
semi-pro ball. Ethan Upsall, I think I remember
under the
reading that down. He was playing in Fargo, Moorhead.
Total Country, Bob FM, anytime,
got a text or Snapchat Kurt, from David Jonas asking, is this guy just lights out or what? After four innings, as this pitch is popped up by Upsall, Fruth over in foul territory now, or and they dive and not going to come up with it. Play right there. We're maybe playing some tricks on the left side of the Brewer infield, but I don't know. I mean, he had a great right there.
At 6 p.m.
he's not
each
overpowering.
Night. Live music
just,
he's the
keeping these guys off balance,
Larry.
That's for sure.
The fun with the mechanical
he's throwing
ball,
strikes, and they're playing defense behind him, and you can't
and
say that JP was able to do that
advance,
those first couple innings. He didn't throw strikes,
and
they didn't play defense behind him.
At PineCityRodeo.com. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
The
so
1 and 2 to count.
City Championship Rodeo.
Fun and Stein is 1-2 offering, cut on and miss. A strikeout right there.
Commercial right now.
Burrito.
Something you do want to hear.
Picks up his first punch out.
You are intelligent.
Got up, saw the chase.
You were smart before
and
smart
that'll,
was cool.
Two away.
And you made it cool again. You have a wealth of knowledge.
Two consecutive
and you are
outs
so
recorded.
Very clever. I bet you already knew I was going to say that. You genius.
For the first two batters.
There. Don't you feel better?
Braden Fetting to the plate as he slashes one on the ground. That is a fair ball. Orth behind the bag
sure
at third. A low
too.
Throw and.
Produce of Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates.
Summertime
out at
tips
first
from
base.
Paul
it took Lenko off the base. But Josh was able to take Braden Fetting and a nice play all around right there on the corners for Lux.
It was a fine backhand play by Orthy. Throws a two-hopper over to the first baseman. He snags it out of there and it just stays on the bag in order to get him.
So, in order, retiring inning right there for Bunnenstein. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We have played four, still 5-0 in favor of Ada. On to the fifth in a minute right here on KASM.
I've been banking for a while now. I'd say ever since I was 5 years old. Thanks to Farmers and Merchants State Bank, I know I have a financial partner who will keep growing with me, wherever I am, just like they've done for my dad and grandma. Now at 12, I know that they'll keep being there for me, like when I go to college, buy my own house, or even if I start my own business someday, or take over the family farm. I trust them, because friendly still counts. Visit fmpierce.com, member FDIC, and we'll have some
money. The Haloff Bar and Grill is proud to support the Luxembourg Brewers as they play in the 2021 State Amateur Baseball Tournament. Stop in and enjoy a cold beer or your favorite food off of the menu or check out their daily specials. It's a great atmosphere and some of the best food you'll find in Central will keep you up and running. If you're traveling to Highway 17 through Luxembourg, they have the Wheat Tillage Parts, which is all brands, plowshares, including points for DMRs at the State Amateur Baseball Tournament. They also have on-hand ready for pickup from the Haloff Products, tires, baler, twine, and net wrap, parts, and so much more. Also check their clean line of used equipment on the lot as well. That's the Green Old Farm Center in Greenwood. cool. 92 KDDG Albany and KASM Albany at FM 107.7 all the time.
Get ready to rock the prairie in Albany Saturday, September 11th. Diamondback and Honey Badgers will rock the prairie along with Hitsville. Rock out baseball style to get preferred parking. Hors d'oeuvres, beverages,
thank you, Si, as we welcome you back to Waconia here on your Sunday morning. Last time I'll say that.
For a good cause.
It'll be Noah Grove, Sam Mike, Connor Clark.
Great food vendors and beer tent available all night. Rock the prairie Saturday, September 11th in Albany with Diamondback, Honey Badgers, and Hitsville.
Deep to left, going back, still going back, turning around, looking up, and off the top of the fence, and bouncing back in, Noah Grove puts a charge into that one, and a leadoff double, Curtin, in a tournament where I haven't seen a home run. That was the closest hit.
Well, we haven't seen a home run, and we haven't really seen anyone close out there. You said it there by being the closest one. He ends up hitting it off the fence out there. He hit it so high, it looked like the guy was going to have a chance as he kept going back there, but that ball just kept carrying and carrying and carrying, and the Brewers got their leadoff man on here in the fifth.
Leadoff double for Noah Grove. And that'll bring Sam Eiten to the plate. This is after the hour of 12 o'clock. Good afternoon. As Eiten, first pitch swinging, he'll hit it to first. Resnick, easy play to retire Eiten on one pitch, but advancing to third base is Noah Grove, first Brewer we've seen get to third.
Well, they don't need to get all five runs back at one time, but they definitely need to start getting a few here, and no better time than right now to at least get that in. First run in with a guy on third base and only one out.
I mean, absolutely. You're in the fifth right now, trailing by five. You score one each inning, you'd be tied if you keep it right here. As first pitch missing inside to Connor Clark. Connor had a sharp single his first time up. As the 1-0 pitch, Clark up the middle. This will get a run in. Fielded by Fetting, his throw in time to retire Connor Clark. But the Brewers are on the scoreboard with the RBI bounce out from Connor.
Well, they did what they needed to do to make sure they got a run here. When they had the meat of the order up in the fourth, you made the comment about how they were all trying to hit a five-run home run to tie the ballgame. All three of them ended up striking out. Here they went and got their leadoff double, advanced them to third, got two ground outs to get a run, and that's what you need to do. You got to get one back at a time here. Don't think you got to score all five at once.
So two away with the run in. It'll be DJ Krohn, their nine hitter. Trying to chip away here. As Upsall's first blemish, this offering is on the corner for a strike. One and one. The Grove double off the top of the wall and straight away left. Goes over to third on the Eiten bounce out right side. Comes across the score on the ground out to the shortstop, Brett Fetting. As the 1-1 pitch missing down and in from Upsall. Now 2-1. Two and one, the count. Off-speed pitch, bounce left side. Fetting will field that third hop. He throws across the diamond in time, 5-3, to retire DJ Krohn for out number three, and that does it for the Brewers in the fifth, but they're here. They score one run on one hit. There were no Ada airs, and nobody left on base. 4.5, scoreboard now says 5-1 in favor of Ada. On to the bottom of the fifth inning, right here on KASM on your Sunday afternoon. Luxembourg State Baseball, back in a minute.
The Rambo brand reads, we're in the business of making you look good. This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Roads are busy with farm equipment during harvest season, so please help your local farmers by sharing the road and staying alert. Painesville Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual want your help in keeping farmers safe. Slowing down and practicing careful driving could save someone's future and help us all trust in tomorrow. Contact your Painesville Mutual agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
And a pleasant good afternoon to you. We're now at 3 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 73 our current temperature here in Albany. As we take you back to Waconia, more exciting state baseball action with Kirby and Kurt.
East side, that's Kurt, I'm Kirby. And it is now a 5-1 baseball game. As as the Brewers of Luxembourg spotting eight of those five runs to get things going in the first and second inning, and now Luck putting one on the board and maybe turning the the pressure back on Ito a little bit. It'll be Riley Resnick, Jonas Sanders, Bo Bettig, 6-7-8 in their batting order. Bring that boogie home. Resnick and Sanders, all of these guys are getting to face Funenstein. As Reed's first ready to go with his warm-up pitch, his first offering in the bottom of the fifth inning is in there for a strike. Came on in relief with one out in the third inning. JT Harn went 2 1/3 as Funenstein. Been pretty good thus far as the one strike pitch is a guy for a ball. Keeping it up at 1-1. On the count here on your Sunday afternoon in sunny Waconia. 1-1 pitch cut on and missed right there by Resnick. Now 1-2. Next game here today. I remember, the Mickey Millwood. That came at 1:30, scheduled start time. 1-2 pitch, it popped up, from center field, park back. He won't be able to get it. It's a leadoff single right there for Riley Resnick. Just kind of punching that one to short center, Kurt.
You said it how he kind of punched it out there. He kind of just stuck his bat out there just far enough out of the reach of second baseman Connor Clark.
Third game today is going to be Sartel Wanamingo at 4:30. Then Randy's back down here at 7 o'clock scheduled start time for the Spring Hill New Ulm game.
They're so dang catchy, they will stick in your brain.
So a man on, and Jonas Sanders to the plate. We'll see if Jonas is asked to bunt right here by their manager, Keith Hansen.
Music from
holding his bat a little lower. Now Funenstein comes to the set. Hansen does not square because he laces one to right. And coming on and making a sliding catch in right is Noah Grove in front of his back. Just flips it back into the infield as Resnick retreats back to first base. Look at is that a wet pant leg, huh? He's looking down at it.
Well, I think he just wanted to make sure he got the ball back in. He seen that that runner was halfway to second base. He kind of just launched the ball as far as he could off his back there to the second baseman. But now you look at his pants leg on his left side. It's like he's got mud from his thigh down to his spike.
He is soggy. One on, one out. Funenstein delivers the strike to Bo Fetting.
Between pitches, he's out there shaking his leg off to act like there's still water on that pants.
One strike to count. Funenstein set. One strike offering. That's missing low. Evens it up at 1-1. Those five runs came from top three spots in the order. Brett Fetting's got two. Sonny Resnick's got two. Blake Fetting's got one. Three in the first, two in the second from those first three spots. Funenstein's 1-1. That's down and away to Bo Fetting, who is 1-for-2 on the day. He was the one who ended up getting tagged out in that rundown with Reed Funenstein back in the third inning off the bat of Brett Fetting. First man Reed faced. His pants are probably still wet from then, too, as Reed took a tumble. As Funenstein set, 2-1 pitch. That's in there for a strike to even it up at 2-2. 2-2 the count. 5-1 our score in favor of Ada here in the bottom of the fifth inning. A region champ Ada, a runner-up, was Luxembourg. 2-2 pitch. That's cracked foul. We'll do the 2-2 over again. Jake Brinker, Colt Bring Rockies drafty out of the dugout to go shag the foul ball. Wearing one of the best jerseys in the state, for my money, that cream Rockies jersey. He's a beaut. Funenstein set. His 2-2. That is tap foul up the right side. Count stays put at 2-2. Fetting to be followed by Mike Erickson. 8-9 spots in this Ada order. 2-2 the count. Runner at first base is Riley Resnick. Started things off with a bloop single. 2-2 pitch. That's slash foul again. We'll do the 2-2 over. Brinker sends Nick Stangler, the new Munich draftee, to go get this one. So one lefty tells the other one, your turn. Who's their other pick? Oh, that's Schmidt from Pearl Lake. That's their third draftee. See if he goes, gets the next one. 2-2 pitch on the corner, strike three. Fetting out on strikes, goes down looking. Beautiful pitch right there.
He kept falling off those outside pitches to the left side over there, and all of a sudden Reed snuck one in him just on the outside part of the plate right there.
Second strikeout for Funnenstein. Two away. The runner Resnick remains at first base. Mike Erickson to the plate. Right-handed hitting nine-hitter. First offering from Funnenstein. He delivers a fastball right down Broadway. One strike to count. Play got half staff in right center. Still blown out to left field. As Funnenstein set his one-strike pitch, that is hit on the mound, right back to Funnenstein. Reed fields, clips over to Lenko at first base. 1-3 to retire Erickson, and he pitches around that leadoff loop single. Funnenstein making a case saying he maybe should have started this game. For Ada in the fifth, no runs, one hit. There were no locked errors, one runner left on base. Five complete here in Waconia. It is maintenance inning as the grounds crew goes out there. Look at that pant there. All the way from his cleat to his hip. Noah Grove is soaked right there as we're on to the sixth inning. Coming up in 1 minute, 5-1 our score in favor of Ada here on KASM.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. Erkins Water is an independent water conditioning contractor. We sell equipment that is made in North America and is assembled in our office in Cold Spring. The equipment we sell is fit to your water quality. We are constantly studying new ways to make your water better because we find water quality can change and is different in different areas. Arsenic? Arsenic is being tested in wells more since EPA lowered the limits. We have equipment that can help with that. Drinking water is always an ongoing discussion. What to do? Let's install one of our highly efficient drinking water systems. These units waste way less water than in the past and remove contaminants in water. Why not stay safe and save money monthly instead of paying for bottled water? So call Erkins Water today and let us get your water as soft, clean, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water.
12 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 73 and sunshine here in central Minnesota. As we take you back to Waconia, more exciting state baseball action. It's Kirby Hemish and Kurt.
Thank you, Cy. We're on to the 6-5-1 our score. Kurt, the winner of this one, will play Friday evening. Is that here or in Chaska?
Let me take a quick look here. That would be next Friday evening in Chaska against Waconia.
This is an opportunity for me to... I'm not on the state board. This is not news. I've never put this bracket together. But how do you get a team in Waconia who played Friday night taking on a winner of a game that started at 11 o'clock a day and a half later? Why didn't they pick a yesterday morning winner or something? Waconia's got a day and a half advantage of the winner of this game.
Well, exactly. I mean, they should have at least been the two teams that played Friday night are playing next week, or like you said, somebody who played yesterday morning, not somebody who's getting a day and a half advantage on.
Top of the order for the Brewers. We are down to their final 12 outs here, trailing by four, so we've got the top of the order up. Good time to get going. Starts with Luke Harn, who looks at an upsall strike. Second pitch missing down and away, evening it up at 1-1. I remember one time the Springers played Sunday at like 7 as the 1-1 pitch is missing inside. They played the next Friday against a team that played on Friday. It was like a two-day advantage for that team.
Yeah, it's bad enough when it's a day and a half advantage. Then you make it a two-game advantage. It's worse yet.
As this pitch hit on the ground by Harn, right back to Upsall. Luke just flipping his bat. Runs about 45 feet. His Harn retired 1-3 for out number one. But did you wear those all-black jerseys?
They must be, because I don't think that's Milroy's color.
Oh, well, Milroy's down in the corner down there. It said Ox on those jerseys right there. Interesting look. That'll bring Ethan Truth to the plate. As Truth, first pitch swinging, pops this one up behind second base. One of the Fettig boys will get it. It's the shortstop, Brett Fettig. makes the catch for out number two. Two quick ones for that top of the Lux order.
We talked about what Ada's top of the order has done, and you see what Luxembourg's top of the order hasn't done, because their hits have all been from the bottom of their order.
One through five hitters as Orth swings through the first offering. One through five, Hahn, Fruth, Orth, Funnenstein, Lanco are 0 for 12. As the 0-1 pitch curls in there for a strike, and DO's in a hole at 0-2. Oh, and two the count, two quick outs for Ethan Upsall, his 0-2 offering. Did Orth go? He did not. Able to check his swing right there. Moves our count to 1-2. One and two the count. Get your phone on you. As Upsall shake of the head, trying to get on the same page as Sonny Resnick. Now Dio's going to call time. See that picture from Randy? You were asking if you got any pickles picks.
Bringing real country to St. Cloud.
As
Bob FM.
The 1-2 offering to Orth. Just off the plate. Good take right there from Derek. Moving our count to 2-2.
He must have skipped church to get that many pickles picked.
He's got 2 5-gallon pails picked already, he said. And he's got, says he's only half done. She was staring at her car. So 2-2. Glad to hear that Randy's being productive in the pickle patch. I didn't think he'd be napping this morning away. As 2-2 with two away. Upsall's 2-2 pitch. That's off the plate to fill it up at 3-2. Pitcher Reed Funnenstein on deck. 3-2 the count. As the lefties pay off pitch to Orth. Hit on the ground towards second. Fetting on the backhand. He fields, sets his feet, flips it over to Resnick. And a easy 1-2-3. Retiring of the 1-2-3 hitters for Luxembourg. They are now, that top of the order, a combined 0 for 9 and 1 through 5. Reeds 0 for 13. Brewers retired in order in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. 5-1 our score in favor of Ada onto the bottom of the sixth inning. That's coming up in a minute right here on KASM.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drives to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com.
Person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad. Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of
promoting your business. We're now at 12:17, 17 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 73 degrees and bright sunshine here. Beautiful day in Chasmland. We take you back to Waconia for exciting state baseball action. It's Kirby and Kurt.
Thank you, Cy. And we're on to the sixth. In the bottom of the sixth, it'll be the top of this, the Luxembourg order. So, Kurt, we do have some matchups for next week already figured out.
That we do next Saturday morning. Of course, we know it's going to be a Central Minnesota favorite with Watkins taking on St. Martin at 11 o'clock in Chaska. At 4:30, it's going to be St. Patrick taking on Young America. At 1:30, it's going to be Maple Lake taking on Alexandria. Waconia waiting to play the winner of this game, and Dumont waiting to play the winner of Sobieski and Isanti.
Young America's playing St. Patrick. 4:30 next week, you said? Saturday?
Yep.
That's here?
That's in Chaska.
That's in Chaska. That'll be that rematch of that Final Four game that had those ejections last year. You and I were doing the Rocky Fairmont game.
This is the
see if they keep the fireworks in the packaging this time around when those two teams duke it out. Is Brett Fetting leading things off? Puts in a couple strikes from Funnenstein. It'll be Fetting, Resnick, and Fetting. And that's a two-strike pitch, broken bat. Gets past Funnenstein. It'll be a tough play for Clark. He fields. He won't have a chance. Man, can that guy fly? He was basically two first base by the time Clark fielded the ball.
Well, we seen what he did on those two stolen bases after he got on in the first and second inning, and that one there, it wasn't that slow of a hit ball that went past Funenstein. Clark comes and charges it, like you said. He's the first base by the time Clark fields that.
So the leader on for the fourth time, Brett Fetting.
If he comes or if he
a little
goes, it
Ricky Henderson to his game.
Anymore,
and I think it's not if but when he'll be going, Kurt. As Resnick steps into the batter's box, Clark's thinking he's going as he's shading way over. First pitch. As that pitch will get past the catcher, Crone. Fetting is going to round second. He's halfway. He's going to put the brakes on. I don't know. What do you think? If that ball is more towards the first base side, because it did kick towards the third base side, if it kicks over there, do you think he takes a chance?
Well, that, and if he wouldn't have stopped at second base and turned around and looked at it, if he would have had a glance back to see that where that ball was, he would have kept going all the way. Instead, he goes about a third of the way to think, ooh, I don't think I'm going to make it. He quickly goes back. But you said it, because with DJ Crone that much closer to third base, he was going to have a lot easier to throw.
So Fetting into scoring position again. He has scored two runs already. Now squaring the bunt and pulling back, taking a strike right, or taking a ball, excuse me, Sonny Resnick. Resnick singled and scored in the first. Reached on a Clark air and scored in the second. Flew out to Grove in right field in the third. 1-for-3 on the day with a couple of runs scored. Looks like his coach Hanson is asking him to bunt right now. Getting that run over to third base. That runner over to third base. We're playing here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Johnny
scored in the first and second.
Johnny Rodriguez,
three
Bob
and
FM.
Two, respectfully. But they put up some zeros. There goes the runner for third. Crone's throw, not in time.
The end of,
he swipes third
his
for his fourth stolen base
back
of the day.
For Brett Fetting.
We thought with all those signs that head coach was putting on over there that maybe they were going to be
shooting and
bunting,
killing a drinking buddy of his.
Proved us wrong, ho. Hey,
he thought
we don't
that
need
he,
to bunt
he was
him
a
over
burglar.
With this guy running. He could
I'm
steal
sure
it
that
on
there
his
was
own.
Some alcohol
Brewer
involved,
gonna come in.
And that he shot and killed this guy. The thing is, he was charged with murder, but was actually acquitted a year later.
As the 3-0 pitch
under Texas law
is
and,
in there.
He's actually
for a strike
asked
two.
On the Sonny Resnick
didn't agree, and I would
reporter. You know, if his life
agree with
was like
Sonny on that
song.
One.
And Rodriguez said, yeah, I guess it is. A bad one.
As
hey, Strewman here.
Count now
Mark
3-1.
And Sam from the 4 Outdoors.
Resnick looking to clutch up. Funenstein 3-1 pitch. That's laced up the middle for an RBI base knock.
Need some tips
for Sonny Resnick. The speed of Fetting. He raced
some of the biggest names who can answer
second,
all your
third, and he gets to walk home for that
on Sunday nights, you can always check out
his third of the day on the RBI knock for Sonny Resnick.
Well, the 8A's have been doing what they've been doing all game over the top part of the order. And that's producing runs, and we just seen him do another one right there.
Right now, Mike is offering the sale of the year. You can
score the RBI.
Visa
goes
Dream Sheets
to
for as low as $49.99 when you use the promo code Bob.
Sonny Resnick, Blake Fetting to the
By
plate
now. You've
now.
Heard about these sheets, but you really have to
as
experience
Funenstein
them
picks
for yourself.
Over.
Made with the
Back
world's
safely.
Best cotton, only grown in the region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, these sheets are so soft and breathable,
see the record
you'll never
for
want to sleep
stolen
on
bases
else
in a state tournament.
They have deep pockets, so they'll fit your mattress.
And that
pitch
in there for a strike
topper.
To
they come in
Blake
multiple
Fetting.
Colors, styles, and sizes, are machine
nine,
washable,
but I'm trying to
and come with
see where
a 10-year
warranty.
For a
single game.
Now, tell me, did your old
well, it's
sheets
be right
last
there when you get
a whole
four in a
decade?
Game.
Probably
close,
not.
Right?
Go to MyPillow.com now. Use the promo code Bob and get
and
a set of Visa
the
Dream
one strike
sheets
pitch now
for
from Funenstein to Fetting. Fouled into
well,
the netting
Bob
by Fetting in our count. 2-0-2.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
Oh, and two, the count that must not
I've
be
got
in
the extra cash.
The book
Since
this year.
We've all been driving
single
so
game.
Much more again, I've been using GetUpside. The
state
free
tournament
gas
stolen bases as a pickoff attempt and back safely again.
Wait a minute.
Is
Are you
Sonny
saying
Resnick.
You actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes.
Oh,
up
and
to
2
cents
the count.
Cash
I run in already.
Every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make
Fetting running them. A
wow,
run as a pickoff attempt.
Cash. I'm downloading
bang, bang.
The free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the
Resnick
App Store
right there.
Or Google Play to save up to 25 cents
go
a gallon when you buy
base
gas.
And came
use
up
promo
a little
code
short
fuel
and had to crawl those last couple
cents
inches
a gallon
just to make sure
your first
you get
tank.
Digged up.
That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up.
To
you
the
can
count.
Cash
Resnick
out anytime
this pitch,
to PayPal or e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code fuel for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code fuel.
May I
have you?
Hi, this is Bobby with St. Cloud Subaru. We think your car should fit your lifestyle. Whether you're looking for something that can handle your rugged camping trips, comfortable enough to enjoy an afternoon drive, or spacious enough for all the back-to-school supplies, we have a vehicle for you at St. Cloud Subaru. Car buying should be simple. Shop online at stcloudsubaru.com or at our showroom. Start your adventure today at stcloudsubaru.com.
Downstairs put and roll in two.
Get ready to rock the prairie in Albany, Saturday, September 11th. Diamondback and Honey Badgers will rock the prairie along with Hitchville. Rock out VIP style to get preferred parking, hors d'oeuvres, beverages, and more. General admission tickets and camping also available. Enjoy summer and live music and all for a good cause. Gates open at 2 p.m. Great food vendors and beer tent available all night. Rock the prairie Saturday, September 11th in Albany with Diamondback, Honey Badgers, and Hitchville. Buy now at rocktheprairie.org. Rocktheprairie.org.
Like he makes it. Looks so close right at the end, but he does have a healthy lead over there all the time.
To
the
State Fair and Bobtown. Funenstein's 0-2 cut on and missed. And he gets Fetting swinging right there for out number one, strikeout number three for Reed Funenstein.
Well, Reed got the punch out that he was looking for there because after those first two men getting on here in the bottom of the sixth inning, he needed to put a stop to that in a hurry, and he did with that big punch out of the three hitter. How much farther back
did she get off? That will bring Ethan Upsall to the plate. He's the pitcher today. Been pretty good through six innings. Runner remains at first as the lefty Upsall will have that big hole to swing towards as he waves at a Funenstein off-speed pitch. 0-1 the count. 6-1 our score here. It's single elimination tournament. Class C has been for 9 years now. It's a pickoff attempt and Resnick back safely once again. They got doubles, they got triples, but they don't have in the record books stolen bases in a game. I think I'm going to have to put that one to bed as the 0-1 pitch missing for a ball. Now 1-1. You and I saw history yesterday. We saw history last year in the Cold Spring Buckman game with Austin Duffner hitting three home runs. A lot of those Springer's records from the 90s, we witnessed those. As the 1-1 offering, that's missing for a ball. Now 2-1. Four stolen bases is a lot in the state tournament game.
Definitely is. The only one that could possibly be close to it was back in the day when they had metal bats and the averages were a lot better at that time than they are nowadays, and guys were getting on a lot more. But I would still have to agree with you that four's got to be right there.
Would you run that much, though, with aluminum bats?
Probably not.
Yeah. 2-1 pitch, pickoff attempt again, and Resnick again back safely. Sonny the catcher. As Funenstein trying to keep him as close as possible, trying to keep this game as close as possible. As Reed's 2-1 offering, that is swung on and missed by Upsall, evening it up at 2-2. Inning started with a broken bat, infield single for Brett Fetting. He stole second, stole Roger third.
And the bottom
across the score on the RBI knocked by Sonny Resnick.
Actually, I had a couple of young guys walk up
a
here.
A strikeout for Blake Fetting.
They could have some requests during the Bob
is
Classic.
Is our first out of the inning.
As long as it's, you know, a Bob Classic. Upsall
the batter right now.
He said, well, how about Glenn Cable, two
pitch. That is hit in the air to left center field. That ball's going to drop. Resnick checks in at second base. Second.
How old are you?
One away.
17.
For Ada,
the, Bob Platt
the batter will be Brayden Fetting.
Well, Upsall did a nice job. He took that pitch on the outside part of the plate, laced it over the shortstop for a single to put runners at first and second.
So first and second with one away. As the batter Fetting. What's Braden done today? RBI single in the first inning, reached on an error in the second inning, bounced up third in the fourth inning. 1-for-3 on the day. His first offering, as he sees from Funenstein, is on the corner for a strike. Is that Gundy behind the plate, Steph?
You know, I never did look when they were going over the ground rules because both umpires had their backs to us at that time. But he definitely has the mannerisms of him.
The one strike offering, that's missing high for a ball. Evens it up at 1-1. One and one the count to Braden Fetting. Funenstein relief in the third. Got the last two outs in the third. Fourth, fifth, and sixth have been all him. The only run he's given up has been here in the sixth inning as this pitch fouled back into the netting. Count moves now to one and two. Chris Knaus out of that Brewer dugout to go shag that foul ball. One and two to count. Buttonstein looking for a hard ground ball somewhere. And it's his 1-2 offering. This pitch is chopped at home plate. It'll be a foul ball. Count stays put at one and two. Wind still blown out pretty good to left field. Something I noticed last week, Kurt, as you can see way across the street, that parking lot, you got the flag. You got the flag in the left field corner here and the one in right center. So you almost got like three basically all outfield viewings of how the wind's blowing.
We play both kinds of music here.
Yeah, when you don't have a batter's eye out there, you get a good view of everything.
You're in the Bob Classic Vault.
Time called at home plate. As Braden Fetting, sick of staring at Reed Funnenstein, who's being a little more deliberate here in the sixth inning. Laboring a little more, and one and two to count. The right-hander set gets the sign from DJ Krohn. First and second, one away. That pitch missing outside. Evening our count up at 2-2. No activity in the Brewer pen. So for now, the game's Funnenstein's.
Helen is a hostess. Frank works at the mill.
Two and two the count. At second base, Sonny Resnick. At first base, Ethan Upsall. Braden Fetting trying to clutch up. This pitch is laced into the shortstop. Double play. How about that? Tough read at second, Kurt, as Resnick started to freeze and realizing, oh no, this ball's going to be caught. Fruth catches in a quick delivery right there from Fruth to Clark for the double play.
Well, it was one of those, he got caught out there in no man's land because it looked like it was going to drop, and all of a sudden Fruth snags it, and he quickly tries getting back, and it's an easy double play for the Brewers.
That does it for Ada in the sixth. They score one run on three hits. There were no lux airs, and one runner left on base. We have played six. 6-1 our score in favor of Ada. On to the seventh inning coming up in 1 minute right here on Chasm Radio.
Having a hard time finding a new vehicle? Not a problem. Stop into Gilliland Chevrolet. We've got over 140 new vehicles in stock and over 400 new units in production. The friendly and helpful team at Gilliland will help you find or reserve your perfect ride. So you don't have a down payment to reserve a vehicle? Not a problem. We don't require any money down. And what if you don't love the vehicle when it comes in? Not a problem. No obligation or pressure to buy it all. Maybe you've spotted the perfect vehicle online or on our lot, but you want to make sure that you get the most for your trade. Not a problem. All month long, we are paying $1,000 over KBB fair trade-in value on your trade. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we're here to make your car buying experience as problem-free as possible. Visit us at 3019 West Division Street, St. Cloud, or GillandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Offer ends 8/31/21 based on KBB fair trade-in value on any 2018 or older vehicle. Good towards the purchase of any new or pre-owned vehicle over $5,000 value. See dealer for details.